You came back from Germany. Was it after high school? To finish high school? Was it 16? And then
I was either in my, I think I was going back to the next year. Like this thing when my dad wanted to go to the States.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That happened when I was 16. I think it was the following year I went to Germany. So
okay.
Maybe I was going on 17. I think I must have been going on 18. It must have been. No, it couldn't have been at the end of high school because I went directly up north. That's my independent streak again. I even finished high school early and zoomed up north to look for work. I just was hell-bent to work.
Where's like north?
The Yukon, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I went up there with a friend. We hitchhiked around and stuff like that. We got a job in a mine. I stayed for 10 months or 12, no, 10 months. And one friend only stayed for a few months, but I have two other friends that spent, one was about maybe 2 years, and the other one was about 15 years in the Yukon. Yeah, 10. He spent 10 years there, yeah. And it was an experience. I enjoyed that. Didn't really want to spend more than my 10 months, although people said, you'll be back. I said, bye. I didn't want to go back. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with the Yukon. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's rolling hills, little short trees, and very bitterly cold winters, which I guess is changing nowadays. And very rural. The cities are all tiny. They've grown up some. White Horse is a little bigger now, but they're tiny, tiny little cities, or towns, really. What else did my... I guess getting back to my parents, I think they didn't have a very happy old age, I don't think. I think a lot of struggles for many, many years. And then when about the time when people would be retiring and relaxing, I think they still found life a really big struggle.
So you went up to the, I don't know, just to follow up on that, you
sure.
went up to Yukon and you went back, what did you do then? Because you left home then, right? Like
yeah,
parents,
so. I went back home for a little while when I came back from the Yukon, but it was only a matter of, at the most, 6 months, but I think it was even less. And then I went up to, I started driving a taxi, and I was had my own basement suite somewhere on Lower Lonsdale. And then I had this notion, first I did a couple of short trips on a motorcycle, just one down to California, and I think up here. And then the next year after that, I think I'd been driving taxi for 3 years, and I decided I was going to go to South America. I had many friends had gone to Europe, and I just wanted to go to South America. So I guess maybe that's again that thing that if I was, if I had any feelings for Europe, I should probably have gone. But I just, it seemed like everybody was heading to Europe. I just wanted to go somewhere else. And I have an affinity for Latin America. I like it. So. I don't know, I just went. And I spent about a year in Latin America. And
yeah.
That was fun.
Which countries?
Mexico and all of Central America,
yeah.
Colombia and Ecuador. And that's when I drove my van to Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And we left here, four of us. We were going to all go together. And I guess the original plan was actually driving through Latin America, like South America, but we had no idea just how big the whole route was going to be. I mean, you can do it, but it's complicated. You have to put your vehicle on a boat in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be hoisted on a boat, and you have to pay for that, and there's a lot of corruption and so on. But it was just as easy to just sell it there. And then I found somebody in the canal zone, so that made it a little bit easier, because in all of Latin America at the time, at least, the car was worth a lot of money. Any kind of car, any old beat-up car was worth money. And so I managed to sell it to somebody who was a little bit more on a North American level of income or whatever. And so they leave that alone. They won't restrict you from doing that. And then I just took a plane to Colombia, and I spent about 8 months in South America, which was kind of fun. I got to the border of Peru, and I wish I would have gone further south in Peru, but I didn't. I was a little bit tired of movement at that
mm-hmm.
point. I'd been traveling around for a while, and I just wanted to hang out somewhere, and I liked Colombia and Ecuador, so I did those two countries for about 4 months each. And I was at an age where I was just into hanging out, and, you know, I mean, I was probably you know, while some people might have been going to university, maybe I should have been, but I wasn't. So then.